It's Thursday, which means it's the day we read from your letters. Several of you emailed us this week to correct something you heard in my interview with Eric Weiner about the interception of a U.S. reconnaissance plane by North Korean jets. Eric described the U.S. flight as an overflight. Timothy Hastings from Westmore, Vermont, was among those who wrote to remind us it was not. He writes, "It's my understanding that the flight did not enter North Korean airspace. The interception was taking place 150 miles offshore." Mr. Hastings continues, "Please remind your correspondents of the need to be constantly mindful of the exact meaning of their words, particularly in such a sensitive context."
Many listeners registered their displeasure with us about our interview with bookmaker Eddie King, who is taking bets on when a potential war with Iraq is likely to start.
Typical was this from Suzanne Ashworth of Oak Harbor, Washington. She writes, "This is the ugliest side of America that will probably be picked up by some foreign news service to show how callous and shallow Americans are with regard to human life. This man claims, as so many mercenaries do, that he is giving people what they want. Call it what he will, but it is just good old opportunism and greed."
In a similar vein, this from Rick Spiegel of Dallas. The last question asked was whether or not Mr. King felt it was in remarkably poor taste. Naturally, having come up with the scheme in the first place, he demurred, explaining it was simply something his customers wanted. It was a weak explanation at best, and one I'm surprised you did not take Mr. King to task for.
Kathy Maslowski-Yergus of Golden, Colorado, wrote on a happier note to praise Michelle's conversation with Dr. Darshak Sanghavi, author of A Map of the Child. Dr. Sanghavi is a pediatrician, and his book is about his experiences treating very young patients. "I stopped moving and turned up the radio so I could hear every word from this wonderful human being," writes Ms. Maslowski-Yergus. When Dr. Sanghavi told his stories of children, he did so with humor and fascination and such love for his patients that I was deeply touched. Oh, that the world would be filled with more people like him.
It was the death of just such a person, in the eyes of a great many of you, that filled our mailbag this week. Our remembrance of Fred Rogers proved that an enormous number of All Things Considered listeners grew up in his very special neighborhood. Many of you shared your memories.
Lynn Norris heard him give the commencement address at North Carolina State in 1996. "My clearest memories of that day," she says, "are of Fred Rogers coming to the microphone and beginning to sing the theme song, 'It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.' The entire stadium began to sing along until by the time we reached 'Won't You Be My Neighbor,' the tinny voice of Mr. Rogers was drowned out by a mass chorus."
Ms. Norris goes on to say, "He spoke to us that day much like he spoke every day, quietly, calmly, making us feel he was speaking directly to each individual. For those of us sitting in the graduate student sections, approaching middle age and having spent years of long nights obtaining our advanced degrees, we never felt so special, so honored, and so loved."
Leslie Shippey from Milwaukee remembers her then 5-year-old daughter writing to Mr. Rogers. "I didn't expect anything to come of it," she recalls, "but a couple of months later, there was a reply in the mailbox. And not just any reply, clearly her letter had been read, and the letter was signed in ink, not printed." Ms. Shippey concludes, "Fred Rogers was a humanitarian of the first order, and I shall miss him."
And so say all of us. If we inspire you or enrage you, please feel free to write and tell us what you think. You can email us at atc@npr.org. Please include where you're writing from and let us know how to pronounce your name.